Beyond now, Hezbollah lawmaker says Israel and Saudi Arabia could be behind the terrorist attacks outside Iran's embassy in the Lebanese capital, Beirut.
We can say that the people who are losing on the ground in Syria, the people that doesn't want a political solution in Syria, are behind this terrorist.
This as Iran has also blamed Israel for the twin bombings in Beirut. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Marzi Afkham, described the terrorist attacks as an inhumane crime by the Israeli regime and its mercenaries. Meanwhile, the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani, has condemned the attacks, saying they show the frustration of Tel Aviv and its like-minded terrorist groups. The two blasts outside Iran's diplomatic mission in Beirut have left at least 23 people dead. Informed sources say six security guards of the embassy have also been killed. Over 140 others were injured as well. Lebanese officials say Iran's cultural attaché, Ibrahim Ansari, has also been killed. An Al-Qaeda-linked group known as Abdullah Azzam has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Jim W. Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, joins me from Atlanta. Voice thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Dean, the first question that comes to mind is that why the Iranian embassy and not another?
Well, the Iranian embassy, the timing was perfect. And we have the usual suspects. Both Saudi Arabia and Israel are very unhappy because they're not pulling all the strings in what's going on here. And so this was their little way of showing that we're still here. Israel and Saudi Arabia are the two most active terrorist organizations in the Middle East. You have tremendous experience on Israel's side, and you have unlimited funding on Saudi Arabia's side. So for this to happen on the eves of the talks was just sending a message that if we're unhappy, we can do lots and lots of bombings, and it's basically a challenge to them. You can't stop us unless you give us what we want.
And of course, you've mentioned the fact that many fingers are pointing to Saudi Arabia and Israel, but just how and what would they gain from such acts of terrorism?
Well, they're just wanting to show you're doing something like this for spite, just to show that you're not ignored and to threaten that you can create turmoil in a lot of states. Even though things are getting quieted down in Syria, and they're sending a message that even though you think you may make some progress here in Iran, there are those of us out here that can create all kinds of problems for you because we know how to do it, because we have a long history of using violence. And really, both Israel and Saudi Arabia, who in the West is going to do anything? So it's almost like they have a free pass to do it. And that's something the public's taking an eye on now, because Saudi Arabia is really sticking their necks out here by taking the lead. They've done a lot of what they've done in the background, and they've come public now. And that puts them at more risk than things that I think they're really not considering, and they should.
All right, Jim Dean from Atlanta. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.